Welcome to S&C's podcast series, S&C Critical Insights. I'm Ben Perry, a partner in the General Practice Group in S&C's London office. I'm joined today by Vanessa Blackmore, who is also a partner in the General Practice Group in the London office. Today, Vanessa and I are going to be talking about one of the initiatives recently introduced by the UK government to support businesses through the COVID-19 situation. The initiative we're going to be talking about is called the COVID Corporate Financing Facility. We're going to refer to it during this podcast as the CCFF for short. Essentially, the CCFF is a facility under which the Bank of England will acquire short-term debt securities issued by eligible companies. We're going to address four main areas today. One, what debt securities are covered. Two, what companies are eligible to participate. Three, what does a company which wishes to participate need to do? And four, what has been happening so far? Also, we're just going to be talking about the CCFF today. The UK government has, in addition to the CCFF, announced two other business loan guarantee schemes. However, so far, only the one for small businesses is up and running. Vanessa, would you please be able to explain the first of these points? What debt securities are covered?
The CCFF is different from other previous UK central government schemes for the purchase of corporate debt. These schemes were designed to impart monetary stimulus by lowering the yields on corporate bonds, thereby reducing the cost of borrowing for companies. The CCFF, however, is specifically designed to alleviate temporary liquidity concerns for companies. Therefore, the only debt which can be purchased under it is commercial paper, which is short-term in nature. Commercial paper is a debt security which has a maturity of between 1 day and 1 year, is issued under a programme rather than on a standalone basis, and is generally not listed because of its short-term nature. Because commercial paper is short-term and generally not listed, the disclosure and documentation are kept to a minimum as compared to listed corporate bonds. As a result, the commercial paper market has historically been open only to well-established companies with very good credit ratings. Under the CCFF, the UK government is aiming to eliminate the possibility of the commercial paper market shutting down by the Bank of England stepping in and buying commercial paper issued by eligible companies. It will do so either in the primary market, when it is issued by the company, or in the secondary market after it has been issued by the company. The only commercial paper which the Bank of England will buy under the CCFF is commercial paper which is denominated in sterling. There would need to be a parent company guarantee if the parent is not the company issuing the commercial paper. In addition, the commercial paper could not be contractually subordinated to other debt of the company in its group. Ben, could you now please cover the second point? What companies are eligible to participate?
Thank you, Vanessa. The eligibility of companies for the CCFF is going to be determined by the Bank of England and its sole discretion. There are two key tests for eligibility. First, the company must either have an investment grade credit rating prior to March 1, 2020, or otherwise satisfy the Bank of England that it was equivalent to investment grade prior to that date. Second, the company must make a material contribution to economic activity in the UK. On the first test, there are two ways in which a company that does not have an investment grade rating can satisfy the Bank of England that it is equivalent to investment grade. The first is to approach one of the ratings agencies for either a public rating or a private assessment. The second is for the company to provide the Bank of England with evidence that its commercial bank lenders internally regarded the company as investment grade prior to March the 1st. Both of these are quite significant hurdles to jump, however. On the second test, there are no hard and fast rules on what constitutes a material contribution to economic activity in the UK. The Bank of England has issued some non-binding guidance of factors that it will take into account. This makes clear that UK companies with non-UK parents are eligible, but that the factors that are considered will include whether the company generates significant revenues in the UK, serves a large number of customers in the UK, or has a large number of sites in the UK, how many people a company employs in the UK, as well as the location of its headquarters, will also be taken into account. Any company wishing to take advantage of the CCFF will obviously need to address any questions of eligibility at the outset. Vanessa, could you please explain what does a company which wishes to participate need to do?
There are three things which a company which wishes to participate would need to do. First, get in contact with one of the banks that are participating in the CCFF. There are currently 12 of the leading commercial and investment banks operating in the UK, and the details of the relevant individuals of those banks have been made public by the UK government and are available on the Bank of England's website. Second, to establish a commercial paper programme if it doesn't already have one in place. This will involve appointing one or more banks to act as arrangers under the programme and drafting and agreeing documentation, including a dealer agreement, global note and associated corporate authorisations, comfort letters and legal opinions. If a company hasn't previously issued commercial paper, then it may take a bit of time to get all of this into place. The Bank of England has posted documents based on market standards on its website that companies can refer to for this purpose. Third, to enter into the relevant documentation with the Bank of England relating to its participation in the CCFF. All of this documentation has been posted by the Bank of England on its website. The key document here is called the Issuer Undertaking and Confidentiality Agreement, which is actually much more than a confidentiality agreement. The key point to mention is that this document imposes obligations on the company for the benefit of the Bank of England, of the same kind that the company would owe to a commercial counterparty, such as representations and warranties on the company's financial statements and projections, and a negative pledge covenant. So companies will need to review this document thoroughly and take legal advice on their obligations under it. So Ben, what has been happening so far?
Thanks, Vanessa. We've been able to observe a few things about what's been happening so far. The first thing is that while the Bank of England is able to make decisions quickly once all the documentation is signed and submitted, it takes a little while for companies to get into that position. This is most likely a combination of the two factors mentioned by Vanessa. First, if a company hasn't got a commercial paper program set up, then it needs to get one in place. Second, a company needs to review and take legal advice on the relevant documentation with the Bank of England. More broadly, the requirement for a company to have an investment grade credit rating, or otherwise satisfy the Bank of England that it is investment grade, means that a company which does not have an investment grade credit rating will have to undertake a longer process than one which does. The Bank of England doesn't make public which companies are participating in the CCFF. However, we have observed that a number of UK listed companies have announced, pursuant to their ongoing regulatory disclosure obligations, either one, that they are seeking to access the CCFF, or two, that they have been confirmed as eligible for the CCFF, or three, that they have issued commercial paper under the CCFF. As at the time of this recording, we're aware of 10 UK-listed companies having made announcements of one or other of this kind. The Bank of England is also publishing, on a weekly basis, details of the total amount of commercial paper which it has purchased under the CCFF. In the first week in which the CCFF was up and running, it was approximately £1.9 billion, and in the second week, it was approximately £4 billion, making it £5.9 billion in total so far. We will be able to observe in the coming weeks whether this increases, and if so, by how much.
Thank you for listening. You can find additional information in our recent memo to clients entitled UK COVID Corporate Financing Facility, dated April 7th, 2020, which is on the main homepage at www.sulcrom.com.